Welcome to the Yes MLMs Please podcast. I'm your host, Beck Sadik. I'm a network marketing top earner, a total champion for the network marketing industry, and I am also the founder of the Yes MLMs Please community, the number one community on the internet for network marketers and social sellers. I built my business to the top using current social media strategies and a no BS approach to network marketing. This show is all about bringing you the most up-to-date tips, plus no BS truth bombs to help you grow your business. Together, we can up-level the entire network marketing industry. Hey, what's up, everybody? Beck Sadik here, and I am super excited to be back with you for episode number 2 of the Yes MLM show. And for today's episode, I actually wanted to dive into what I would say is one of the hottest and most controversial topics right now in network marketing. And that is the topic of multiple streams of income. So what I've observed happening over the past 4 or 5 years in network marketing is a lot of movement in the industry, right? A lot of people switching companies, a lot of people dabbling in multiple different opportunities. The conversation around the freedom to do many things is very hot right now. I would say that people don't want to feel controlled or owned by one specific network marketing company. The conversation around leaving companies and companies suing leaders, right? Or leaders leaving companies and then trash talking those companies on their way out, right? Like, these are very, very hot topics right now in the industry. And I think that social media has changed the industry greatly, because now when people, you know, talk trash or companies sue people, people are getting sued, right? Like, it's in your face. It's everywhere. And I think it's really, really changed how the distributors like myself, and likely you, if you're listening to this, right, feel about network marketing and view the industry. So I wanted to talk about this today in terms of multiple streams of income, because I understand that as network marketers, right, like, it's our network and we don't want to be owned. However, is it the best thing for your business to be repping multiple different network marketing companies at the same time? Now, there's very, very popular advice out there, which we've all heard, right? Which is the average millionaire has 7 streams of income. So if you're in one network marketing company and that is your only stream of income, is that enough? So I wanted to address this topic today because I think this advice of 7 streams of income, coupled with the very, very hot environment we have happening in network marketing right now, is making people misunderstand the term of multiple streams of income. So I do think it's important to have multiple income streams, especially in today's world, right, where life is just so expensive. But I do not think it's smart to have multiple network marketing streams of income, and I'm going to share with you why. Now, this doesn't mean that you shouldn't be able to. I want to make that very, very clear. I do believe that you should be able to have as many streams of income as you want to have in network marketing, right? Like, I don't believe that companies should be able to own you. However, my question for you is, and this is what I want you to think about today, is what is best for you? So most people who are in multiple different companies and are like loud and proud about it on social media are mostly dabbling in all the different companies and selling some products, right? Like, they're likely earning maybe a couple hundred dollars a month in a few different companies, I would say, if that. So here's what I want you to really think about, is that most leaders in network marketing earning 6 figures and beyond are doing it with just one network marketing company. They're not doing it with multiple network marketing companies. They're doing it with just one. And there's a reason for this. For me, the biggest reason is your team. Okay, so building a network marketing business is not easy. Can I get an amen, right? I actually have a really good friend in this industry. She's one of the leaders on my team, and she refers to network marketing as an extreme sport. And I truly believe that, right? Like everyone who's hit the top in network marketing has had adversity. And when they had adversity, they chose to dig in and push through the ups and downs. They take the downs and the failures as learning experiences instead of taking them as an excuse to quit. So that's the behavior as a leader that you want to model for your team. And by the way, when I say leader, I don't care what your paycheck is today. I don't care how big your team is today, right? Leadership is not a paycheck and it's not a title. It's not a rank, right? It is a behavior. It's an action. So the behavior that you want to model for your team, if you really want to help people be very successful in network marketing, right? And by very successful, again, I'm talking about like, you know, high five figures a year, six figures a year and beyond. Okay. If you really want to help people change their financial future, then you have to model the right behavior for people. So if you hit a rough spot in your business and you decide to dabble in something else, I promise you this, your team will do the same exact thing. They will model your behavior. I right now have a team of over 100,000 people. I'm only with one network marketing company, but I can tell you right now that my behavior is duplicated. People are watching you. So if you decide like, hey, I hit a rough spot, so I'm going to add on a couple more network marketing streams of income, now you have a team of people selling and recruiting each other into multiple different opportunities. That doesn't build trust or loyalty within a team, right? That almost creates a dog-eat-dog culture where people see, you know, you as the leader promoting another opportunity. So they're going to go promote another opportunity too. And they're going to try and recruit your team. And then they're going to try and recruit their sidelines teams. To build a top-level team in network marketing, you need a committed, loyal army of people who are all rowing together. That is the secret sauce. So the minute that you get distracted, your team will follow suit. You will absolutely build a team of dabblers. So if that's what you want, have at it, right? Like, go for it. Nobody's going to tell you no. I don't think there should be any rules about it. I think you should do whatever you want. I don't think you should be sued for it. But show me one top leader earning a significant income who has been successful this way. I'll wait, because maybe somebody can come up with one. But the vast majority of leaders in this industry are not representing multiple opportunities at the same time. Okay, so the second reason why you don't want to be promoting two different network marketing opportunities at the same time is you will not attract strong leaders. So I want you to think about this, right? Like I would personally, as a leader in this industry, never want to bring my people onto a team where the upline is promoting multiple opportunities. I wouldn't trust them not to recruit my team into their other thing, right? I wouldn't trust them not to distract my team. That is not how I want to build. I want to know that the person I am joining is solid with the company I am joining to avoid all drama and all cross-recruiting. Now, if your goal is to just make a few hundred dollars in different places, then again, promote as many opportunities as you want. But if your goal is top leadership, then personally, I wouldn't recommend it. Okay. So let's get back to multiple streams of income. So I 100% believe in this concept. I think the key is to find things that do not conflict with each other. I also think that the other key is to build one thing at a time, right? So put all of your focus into one stream of income and make it massive before moving on to the next. Investments, affiliate marketing, right? Those are two places that I focus to create other streams of income outside of my network marketing business. Almost every single year over the past 6 years, I've taken on something new that doesn't conflict with my main source of income, which is my network marketing business. Okay, I also take money that I'm earning in network marketing and put it into investments so that the money I'm earning is making money. Okay, so yes, I am 100% for multiple streams of income, but I don't want somebody new in this industry, right, to confuse that with promoting several different network marketing opportunities at the same time, because I don't want you to spin your wheels, right? Like, you guys, the power in network marketing is the residual income that comes from it. It compounds over time. Don't mess with the residual income, right? Like, don't mess with it by distracting people into multiple different places. So, of course, I'd love to know your thoughts on this too. You can always shoot me in a DM on Instagram at Beck Sadik if you have any, you know, thoughts or questions on this topic. But those are my thoughts for you. And this, to me, this is such a hot topic right now. And so many people are watching people that they trust and respect lose everything because they're jumping around too much, right? From company to company to company. And then they're dabbling in multiple different things and they're losing that credibility. So I wanted to share this topic with you today. And by the way, that doesn't mean that you should never make a pivot in network marketing. I believe you absolutely should when it makes sense, right? Like, if you know my story, I've been in the industry for 13 years now, and I spent 7 years with one company. And 7 years ago, I mean, 6 years ago, I jumped, and I spent the last 6 years with another company, right? So my feet have been planted both times. And for me, it was the right decision to make that pivot. I needed to do that for my own income, for my own personal growth. My gut was telling me that was what I was meant to do, right? So I'm not saying like, hey, don't ever make a change. But what I'm saying is be smart about it, right? Be calculating about it. Don't have shiny object syndrome. And understand that when you make decisions, right, your behavior will be modeled. All right, guys. Well, always fun hanging out with you on the Yes MLM Show. Remember, if you want to learn more about building a brand new audience of people on social media that you can literally sell anything to, then you're going to want to download my free guide for network marketers, and you can grab it down in the show notes. I'll see you on the next episode.